Today on Real Radio.
In the spirit of what Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. As Christians, the more we grow along in this world, the less appeal this world has for us.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. In the first eight verses of chapter 5, the Apostle Paul writes about how different our heavenly bodies are going to be from the ones that we have right now. In fact, he uses the word tent to describe our earthly bodies. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs now, taking us through the section of 2 Corinthians. It's a lesson called Tell Me About Heaven.
The Bible says you are to know now that you possess eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. That bold confidence, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 says, another confident statement, Paul says, for I am persuaded. The word implies I have been persuaded. Christian, the more you let God take the reins of your life, the more you will be able to say, I have been persuaded also. That neither death nor life. What does that mean? George Whitefield said, we Christians are invincible until the Lord takes us home. Amen. We're to believe that. Well, what if I go out and share Jesus and slip on a banana peel, fall and break my neck? Then God wanted you to go to heaven on the back of a banana peel. That doesn't keep you from sharing Christ. Well, what if we do this thing and obey him, watch what happens. And he goes on to say in Romans chapter 8 that even principalities and powers, the invisible rulers and players of the invisible angelic world cannot thwart what God has planned for your life. He says nothing can separate you from the love of God. The Bible says this. All that comes together for you and I to understand this, that you and I know what's coming. You and I are going to die someday. The question is, how are you going to live your life until you die? Some people wait around until they die. Some people sit around in life and wait till death comes to them. Think of it. Now, look, I'm not into bungee jumping. I think those people need their heads examined. That's insane. That you would jump off of a bridge trusting some guy down at the rubber factory having made that thing. But listen, I always want to yell at those guys, hey, you want to really live? Yeah, man. You want to rush? Yeah. Be a Christian. You know, why do people bungee jump? Because they need to be Christians. Be a real Christian. You want to rush? Be a real Christian. Do what God tells you to do. And you'll experience confidence. Personally, this is one reporter's opinion. I'm so sold on what I just told you. It's the only thing I know in my life. The more I yield to God and allow him to use me, and I pray that he would, the more confident I have that when that day comes for me, I just can't wait. It's almost like, Lord, when you take me home, I'm kind of excited because I'm going to sit in your lap and tell you about all the things that happened. I mean, he already knows, but you know how kids are. I'm going to tell him anyway. This is what happened in Chino Hills. This is what happened in fill in the blank. It's exciting. The next thing is this, about dying to get there. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die, says the bumper sticker. And I'm not here today to say, you know, embrace this morbid message of death. No, I'm talking to you about embracing the great message of heaven, that we're going to heaven. And Paul is talking to the Corinthians about heaven. The next thing is, you know what's trending. Can you write that down, trending? He says that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, stop right there, this is radical. I need everyone's attention. Look at your Bible. This is remarkable. Pull out your highlighter. This is amazing. When he says here that if, can you highlight, circle the word if? This will change your life. This word if will change your life. What's he saying? Well, he's announcing this earthly house The word earthly house here means an earthbound or heaven, heavenless now. It's earthbound. It's not in heaven yet. It's an earthbound body. We get the word terrestrial, earthy, body. The word house means that which something dwells within. This is so simple but exciting. He is saying this earthly body is built for the terrestrial world. Man, we got to get this. My skin is for this environment. But inside the body, the word implies dwells something. Put this together. This body is used to function for this earth. To walk, do, in this world. It's completely worthless under the water. I mean, as long as I can hold my breath or the tanks don't run out, I can do something. But I can't live there. Are you with me? I can't live at 30,000 feet. Same thing. I can't live in heaven with this body. It won't work there. This word implies that your body was designed by God to function on this plane and this plane only. But what's inside, the word implies that there's something that dwells inside of you that is of great value, and it is not bound to the earthiness of this skin. And I have to put it so simply, not because you can't get it, but because we need to be reminded that our world tells us to focus on only this fleeting, temporary, dusty part of who we are. Everything about our lives is so often rigged to arrogance and pride and position and I want and I've got to get. And you know what? If I don't attain to that thing, flesh, all of it is of this world. It's a wisdom that is of this world, the Bible says, that is devilish. Why? Because it jumps right over the key of what's inside of us. We begin to live for physical satisfaction only and not for spiritual development. Why? Because the only way that you and I can really, really invest in our retirement program is to invest in the spiritual part of who we are, and that's on the inside. For now, that treasure lives inside this body of skin. Are you with me? We dress it up, we take care of it, we perfume it and all this stuff, and yet it's on its way to death. Now please, we appreciate you taking care of your body, especially if we're sitting near you right now. But it's not going to last forever, just understand that. It's not going to last forever as it is. And we know this, that when Paul here mentions the word if, for we know that if, this is a statement of meaning that some, not all, watch, someone, somewhere, will escape this body being destroyed. Does that ring a bell to you? Paul is saying that if our earthly house, he's not saying it as a statement of fact, though it is, he's saying that it is almost certain, watch, that your body will be destroyed or turned to dust. You might counter and say, no, Jack, you're wrong. Cremation or death in the ocean or in the ground, doesn't matter, you will turn to dust. And Paul would say, yes, you're right, unless, or if, the only thing that's going to change that is the Lord coming back to interrupt. Calvary, church, Christians here, don't let anyone ever rob you of this. Paul the Apostle, numerous times, declared that he was waiting for the Lord to return in his own lifetime. 1 and 2 Thessalonians is full of it. He's the one who waited for the Lord to return. He said there will be those who will be resurrected, but we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. He lived for it, and so should you and I. So, well, what if it doesn't happen in my lifetime? So what? You lived for it as the Bible told you to live for it. And you'll be ready, and you'll be ready also to be used by God at any time. Amen. Beware, you and I are living in the generation that's propagating this right now. Beware of those, the Bible says, who in the last days will say, where's the promise of his return? I told you before, if somebody comes up and says, oh, you know, I don't think the Lord's going to come back for a long time, give them a big hug and have them sign your Bible. Tell them, hey, man, you just fulfilled Bible prophecy. It says right here that loonies are going to come in the last days saying, where's the promise of his coming? Wow, look at that. I'm meeting Bible prophecy standing right in front of me right here. You and I are to live for the Lord's return. But understand that this amazing thing is that we are en route. The only thing that's going to interrupt that path to heaven is an interruption by the Holy Spirit and the rapture of the church. Now think about right now how we're on our way to heaven, but we could get there quicker. Imagine if there's a trumpet blast today. You look around the world at all the stuff that's happening, pretty exciting stuff. What does all that mean? Jesus simply said, when you see the end time event things happening, just look up. Why would you not look up? I know why you wouldn't look up, because you want to look down. Look up. The next thing is this. You and I know what's ending. What's ending? Let's be honest. Come on, let's face it. Young people today, wait, this is first service. There are no young people here yet. They just got home a few hours ago. They'll be coming to third service. This tent. He says this tent is destroyed. Isn't that a great word? He calls our body, he calls his body a tent. Dwight L. Moody, the great American evangelist, his last words, listen to his last words, Dwight L. Moody, his last words that he uttered before he died concerning his end. Earth is receding. Heaven is approaching. This is my crowning day. And he died. I have a book, by the way, of the last words of saints and sinners. It's a fascinating read. This tent that you and I wear in this world, the Bible says, is dissolving. Are we preparing? Have we been prepared? Are we thinking? And no, listen, only the Christian's going to understand what I'm saying right now. The non-Christian's going to say, how disgusting. In the spirit of what Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. As Christians, the more we grow along in this world, the less appeal this world has for us. If you doubt that, I mean, just go to the mall again. I mean, if you know, just go to the mall. Or for that matter, one of the greatest things, we should start hosting. Maybe we should do this. We should start hosting Christian tours of Universal Studios. Why? Oh boy, Universal, maybe we see a movie star? That's not why we would go. Why? Because when you drive around the back lot and you go, oh my goodness, there's the house from, I don't know, something. There's the house from that show. Let's stop the bus, get out, walk through the door, and realize there ain't nothing behind it. It's all fake. It's called a facade. It's faux in Francais. It's fake. It's fake. And so much of life is fake. It's not there. And listen, we need to be preparing ourselves, our family, our children, to understand that there's a world beyond this world. And it's good in Jesus. Now, Time Magazine just put out an article that we are all dangerous. We Christians are telling our children about heaven. And we are dangerous, psychologically disturbed people. Time Magazine. You can read it. It's online. Dr. James Dobson tells a story. When he was at USC Medical Center, a mother had three children. Her youngest son, 5-year-old son, suffered from severe asthma. The doctors had warned her the asthma could even take his life. But she had two other children, too, to raise, and no father, and she lived in the poor parts of Los Angeles. And she made it to the county hospital, and Dr. Dobson had heard about this from another doctor. And the child was now hospitalized again. And they told the mom, he is not doing well. He may not make it. But the mother had the two other children to take care of. And she'd rush back and forth to the hospital, back and forth to the hospital. And this went on for a month or more. And the little boy said, Mommy, am I going to die? Now, when you're of that age, you don't quite get that, okay? And the mommy, listen, this is precious. Mommy, am I going to die? The mommy said, you could die. We all die. And he said, well, how am I going to know if I'm dying? And she said, well, that's very easy. And right off the cuff, she made it up. She said, you know what? If you're dying, if anyone's dying, Jesus comes. And when Jesus comes, you'll be able to hear bells. Jesus rings bells. And he said, okay. So one night, it was a very, very severe night. The kid was laboring for his life. They were trying to get a phone call to the mother to get to the hospital. They couldn't make contact with her. Finally, in the early morning hours, they contacted her and they said, listen, little Charlie, he's not going to make it. If you don't hurry, you need to get here now. By the time she caught a bus, by the time she made it there, Charlie had died. And a very dear, precious nurse had sat with little baby Charlie. And when the mother came in, she was expecting to see him, and he was dead. And the nurse was comforting the mother, and the nurse said, you know, I don't know what this means, and I don't know if it matters to you at all, but over and over again, all night long, he kept saying, can you hear the bells? Mama, can you hear the bells? In his delirium and in his suffering, Mama, can you hear the bells? And so, ma'am, I don't know what this means, but your little Charlie kept saying, Mama, can you hear the bells? That's awesome. You can prepare your child for heaven. And they may outlive you, and I pray they do, right? But you can always prepare them. God will honor that. Prepare them. Don't leave that open-ended. God will honor that. God honored the attempt of that sweet mom to prepare her little Charlie for heaven. You'll hear bells. Well, listen, maybe you will hear bells. But there'll be a day when you're going to hear the trumpet blast of the Lord. And that's an important thing. Jesus said in Matthew 18:3, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a child, you will by no means see the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? Faith-filled. The word tent here means exactly what you think it means. It means something that is temporary. It means a part-time dwelling. God looks at your body and mind as a part-time dwelling. Why? You're going to heaven. Christian, you're going to heaven. By the way, it's the same word that's translated from the Hebrew into the Greek Septuagint when the Old Testament recorded the tabernacle in the wilderness. Remember that? They had the tabernacle with the Ark of the Covenant. It was made out of badger skins. The tent was. Remember that? The word is the exact same word, a temporary dwelling. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, your body is the exact same temporary dwelling place of the Almighty God in this world. It's only temporary. Just like it was in the wilderness wanderings with the children of Israel, God refused to live in a tent forever. What does he want? He wants your body. Christian, he has your body. But until you and I are with him in heaven, there is the dwelling of God in you and I in this bodily tent. We need to stop. Listen, we need to stop thinking that everything rises and sets on these bodies. I know I'm speaking against our culture, and it's probably falling on deaf ears perhaps, but this is not all there is. You're going to live eternally. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What an awesome thing that is. Point number two today is this. What, if I were to tell you about heaven, Paul would say? We would ask this question then to Paul, what will I be like? Or what will it be like there, I should say. What will heaven be like? Look at verse 1 again. That we'll have a building from God, a house not made with hands or human hands. Christian, we're going to go fast from here on out to the end. Mark it down. You will be eternal there. Will you mark that down? Christian, you will be eternal in heaven. This is an amazing thing. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands or human hands. It means that God makes the body that you're going to have it in eternity. It'll be a resurrected body. This body, resurrected, but it's engineered, the architecture is of God, and you will be there in the eternal state. Though you and I are born into this world, there was no pre-existence of us before we were born, yet after we are born, the Bible makes it very clear, by the way, believer and non-believer alike, there is eternity that awaits the human. Eternity. Eternal. What will I be like there? You're going to be eternal. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:53, "For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die." Listen, our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies, says God. Well, that is an awesome thing. The next thing is this. You and I, hallelujah, praise God, we will be sin-free there. Sin-free. In heaven. Have you ever asked the question, thought, wow, when I'm in heaven, I mean, I know the angels sinned in heaven and some of them got thrown out, says the Bible. Oh no, what if I'm in heaven for 10 million years and I sin? Guess what? Are you listening? Take a deep breath. Ain't gonna happen because it cannot happen. You wanna know why? You will be resurrected, and when you're resurrected, when you and I are in eternity with God, our human nature, the sin nature, will have been completely removed from us. The sin nature of our humanity, completely removed. We will not be able to sin there in heaven. You are sin-free. You know, I put that in there, sin-free, because is it gluten-free? Is it fat-free? Is it lactose-free? Is it what? Hey, I don't know, but I know this. Whatever you and I in heaven will be sin-free. It's not going to happen. It is not, you are not going to be able. I don't care what anybody tells you, they're making something up. Your nature, in the resurrection, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not have the ability to sin against God in heaven. And that is awesome, exciting news. By the way, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, I'll just paraphrase it, you can mark it later, it's verses 49 to 53, says that we will be raised incorruptible. How's that? Incorruptible and stay incorruptible. I'm happy about that. I'm happy about a lot of things that go on in my life, but I can't stand that part of me that disobeys God. I hate it. You know what I'm talking about? You look at me. You look at me like I'm the only one like this. Here's a fun one. What will I be like there? Well, listen, you will be looking like you there. Now, some people find this very depressing. You will be looking like you there. Let me explain. He says we have a building from God. Yes, it's resurrected. It's glorified, made new.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Tell Me About Heaven, taken from the first 8 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's one place where the Apostle Paul explains how our bodies in eternity will be different from the ones we have right now. Tell Me About Heaven. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse series through 2 Corinthians, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. And speaking of which, Pastor Jack has a great treatment on this topic on MP3 CD. It's called How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? How Do We Get From Here to Heaven on MP3 CD is all yours for your contribution of any amount to this broadcast outreach called Real Radio. How Do We Get From Here to Heaven features a total of 17 messages in all, which focus on the requirements as laid out in Scripture for us to spend eternity with our Creator. Call, click, or write. Just be sure to mention that title by name, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven, on MP3 CD. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You'd like to reach us by phone? That's easy. 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to get us by mail, send your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact info can be found right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.